Chapter 1. To the Winter Palace. The train swung round a long curve between high wooded hills and a wide river. Dusk was falling, thickened by flurries of snowflakes. Catherine Eyre stared out at those swirling flakes, spinning down like dark flies against the lighter sky, and then, as they hit the glass, showing white before they melted.
"Thousands and thousands," murmured Catherine, staring upwards. "Thousands and millions."
Then her eye was caught by lights ahead, a beehive of yellow lights, and she saw spires and steep roofs, the smoky cutout of a city piled high above the bending, steely river.
"Miss Lacey, look," Catherine said. "We're coming to a town."
Her governess woke with a start, and then jumped up and began to marshal her luggage.
"It must be Felsenburg," she said. "Dear me, it seems no time since we crossed the frontier. But then it is a small state. Lettenstein is very small."
The train began to slow down. It was an express, which had carried them from Belgium and was going down to Strasbourg and more important places than the little country of Lettenstein, an independent state in this year of 1847, soon to become 1848, for they had reached the last days of December. Ever since the momentous letter from the Grand Duke had arrived in Kent, Miss Lacey had been reading about Lettenstein and telling Catherine about it.